Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis, and this week we continue a three-part series called Bach and the Violin. Last week we heard Daniel Stepner on a recording of Bach's solo violin sonatas and partitas. Next week we'll hear Bach concertos performed by the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra, but today Ton Koopman and Catherine Manson play Bach's sonatas for harpsichord and violin on a recent Challenge Classics release. In the 18th century, there were established conventions for how to compose a trio sonata. The melody went to a couple of instruments, say two violins, which were supported underneath by a harpsichordist playing a bass line and filling in harmonies as indicated by numeric figures in the score. But Bach's six sonatas for harpsichord and violin, with their fully written out harpsichord parts, represent something different from the standard convention of the time. These pieces can be heard as trio sonatas, with the harpsichord taking the role of both the bass and one of the melody lines, but even in this, one senses that they go beyond a reassignment of roles to something entirely new. The violin and keyboard meet on equal terms in this music in such a way that both instruments participate equally in the unfolding of the thematic motivic material. Let's hear from a very conversational moment, the Allegro from the E major sonata number 3. Another hallmark of this set are the adagios. Writing in 1774, Bach's son, Carl Philipp, praised the works with special mention of these slow movements, saying that, quote, "The six clavier trios are among the best works of my dear father. They still sound very good now and give me much pleasure, despite the fact that they are over 50 years old. There are a few adagios in them that, to this day, are unexcelled in their cantabile qualities." Well, I'm no CPE Bach, but I'd have to concur. To me, the adagios in these pieces are some of my favorite in all of the instrumental music that Bach wrote. Listen to how this one starts. We don't know very much about when Bach composed these works. They originated either during the years that Bach lived in Köthen or after he moved to Leipzig, depending on who you ask. There are several surviving manuscripts, and the difference in those copied between 1725 and 1740 show continued work and revision on the pieces. This recording gives a sense of that revision history by including the two early and alternate movements of the sixth sonata in G major. Here's some of that alternate cantabile. ¶¶ think it's always fun to hear alternate movements when they're available. Somehow it shows the mind of the composer, his or her process at work. This particular movement has yet another layer as it shares musical material with an aria from BWV 120, a cantata Bach wrote for the annual inauguration of the Leipzig Town Council. That's it for today, but check back next week for more Bach, with a release from the Freiburg Baroque Orchestra and Bach's concertos for 1, 2, and 3 violins. In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the recording featuring Tom Kopman and Catherine Manson heard on today's podcast, just visit our website, harmonyaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look around at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and check out our online shop, where a portion of your purchase benefits Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.